This is Kelly Blewett. I'm joined today by Cindy Thompson, who is promoting a new historical series released by Tyndale House. And her first book in this series was Gracie's Pictures. And the new release is called Annie's Stories. Welcome, Cindy.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
So tell us a little bit about Annie's Stories.
Okay, well, it is book two in the Ellis Island series, and the character is Annie. Readers may have met her if they read Grace's Pictures. She's the housekeeper at Hawkins House, and this is her story about the stories that she brought back from Ireland that she treasures, that her father has written down for her, and she doesn't have him anymore. She's lost everybody in her family, and she treasures those, but there's a handsome postman who's also interested because he thinks they may hold a grand secret. And so this provides a challenge for Annie.
And all of the books in the series feature somebody who came through Ellis Island.
Yes. It was a time of great immigration that the country went through at the turn of the 20th century.
Now, to write this story, you obviously had to do a lot of historical research.
Yes, I love historical research, and we did make a trip to Ellis Island, which was really educational for me because you really got to see what it looked like for the immigrants as they were coming past the Statue of Liberty and, the huge building and the stairs and just experiencing it for myself. That was a good experience, inspirational.
And I think maybe you'll read us just a little snippet of the book. This is about a soup that was made.
Yes, food's important, I think, to all of us. We attach our emotions to them. And this is about Mrs. Hawkins and what she's making. And this is Annie here. She rubbed the back of her neck when she came downstairs to the kitchen. The aroma of freshly baked brown bread and Mrs. Hawkins's famous pea porridge made Annie's stomach rumble. The porridge, a combination of peas, a bit of mint from the garden, and fresh milk, was one of Annie's favorite meals. When Annie had first come to Hawkins House, Mrs. Hawkins had guessed she'd like it, saying that it was what all mothers made for their wandering children when they made their way home. Annie didn't know about that, but she did enjoy it. Annie wrapped a towel around her hand and removed the large pot from the stove by its swinging handle, setting it on an iron trivet on the kitchen table. Mrs. Hawkins began ladling the peas porridge into the sieve, and Annie used the wooden pusher to squeeze the mixture into a clean bowl. It was a difficult process because the porridge was so thick, but well worth the effort.
I really like that passage because it shows how much work went into making some of these recipes.
Yes. Nothing instant like we have today. So Annie being the housekeeper, she did a lot of the labor-intensive chores, and making something that she enjoyed so much would have been worth it to her. But yes, lots of work.
And Mrs. Hawkins, who owns the house, says that that's a soup where you come home. It's a coming home kind of soup. And home is an important theme in this book.
Yes, Annie has a home at Hawkins House. She's safe and secure there. And when she was in Ireland, you can read at the beginning of the book, it was not such a safe place or comfortable place for her. And yet she still doesn't feel at home. So this is her journey to find home. And that's how she begins reading the new book, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum. It just came out. We all know it from the movie and we grew up with it in our childhoods, but it was very popular right from the beginning. And I think that quest for home, finding a place where you belong, where the people are that you love, is a journey. And Annie's on that journey on her own yellow brick road as she's reading about Dorothy Gale in the book.
Do you think part of the reason that book was so popular was because of the influx of immigrants in the U.S. and just so many people that was just so resonated?
I've thought about that. And I do think that very well could be because New York City was very different from the countryside in Ireland where Annie was from. It was a huge city. Even though we're talking, the year 1900, it was a massive city, and it was a modern city. They had electricity. They had, a lot of things that the rest of the country didn't yet have. So it was like a whole nother world like Oz that Dorothy was transported to.
And you mentioned earlier that there was a sort of handsome postman who plays an important role in this story, and he's a reader as well. Stephen Adams?
Yes, he's a big reader. He happens to live above a publishing house, and his publisher thinks maybe he could help him find the next big Wonderful Wizard of Oz book. It was a book that appealed to adults as well as children, and I imagine all the publishers would have liked to have had that success that that book had. So he's looking for that too, but he's also a reader reading some Jules Verne, some H.G. Wells, and books that were popular in that time period.
I think this is a book readers will love because there are so many little references to the sort of publishing culture and the book culture of that time. And he talks about sort of going into a bookshop and knowing he wouldn't enjoy Pembroke because he read about the New York Times Review. So he goes in a different direction. And there are a lot of pleasures of storytelling and what reading can do. And at one point, doesn't he say, reading is what a poor man will do for company, or what a lonely man?
Yes, yes, because he is a bit of a lonely man himself, and reading brings him comfort. And really, I think we don't realize today we can get books anywhere. Public libraries weren't available so much to this lower class immigrant community where they lived. They didn't have access to books, and books were expensive for them. So he grew up as a child enjoying books and really lose himself inside a book. And I think readers understand that.
And Annie's father was something of a storyteller. And so stories are very important to Annie. I wonder if you could maybe talk a little bit about Annie's stories, the things she brought with her from Ireland and sort of what those are about.
Yes, her father was a storyteller. That was his profession in Ireland. He traveled around. She traveled with him, telling stories, entertaining people. That was the whole Irish culture of that. So he told her special stories, though, as she was a child, that were only her stories that he wasn't telling, you know, to the public, that he entertained. And they were her stories. They were stories that a father might tell a young girl to teach her different values, bravery, loyalty, those kind of things. So she had those stories, but they're about some animated mice and rabbits and that kind of thing that a child would be interested in. But they were oral stories. So when he knew he was going to pass away, he wrote them down for her so that she would have them, and added his little sketches of these rabbits and mice and the little army of mice. So they were very special to her. And she had a writing desk that he used, and she kept the stories in there. So it was fun to speculate about that. And then when the novel was done, I started putting those stories actually together so that readers could have those. So they're children's stories, and yet they're for adults. So it was kind of fun to do. And I'm just offering those to people who sign up for my website so they can have access to those for free.
And I think about how Annie returns to those stories as an adult, you know, now living in the Oz of New York. And she sees different things in those stories than she saw as a child. And that really resonated with me because I think, as I look back on some of the reading I did as a child and the way it formed me, and I see now in retrospect different things that were at work in the stories that weren't obvious to me then.
Yeah, you come at it with an adult perspective, really. So you do get some different things out of it. And I think she starts to see what her father was trying to teach her with those stories.
Could you tell us just a bit about what you hope readers take away from the book?
Yeah, of course, I hope that they're entertained, and I hope that people learn a little bit more about the history. That's always my goal as a historical novelist. But it's exploring the story of home and finding a place that you can call home. It isn't a building. It isn't the roof over your head. It's finding home in the hearts of the people that you love and the people that love you. And so I hope that readers can take that journey with Annie and discover that for themselves.
Well, Cindy, thank you so much for being with us today. I've been talking to Cindy Thompson about her new book, Annie's Stories. For Around Cincinnati, this is Kelly Blewett.